Hi, this is Mark Sievercrop, and you are listening to Episode 7 of Real World Networking. And today, I have four questions that I am dying to know your answers to. But before we get to that, I want to share with you something that I am going to be offering to all subscribers of my blog in the very near future. I am offering you a free report. This free report is going to be called Start a Conversation with Anyone, Anytime, 6 Techniques to Becoming an Engaging Conversationalist. You know, every single one of us has some hesitation about meeting new people, wondering what we're going to say or how we're going to carry on a conversation. And in this free report, I'm going to give you 6 techniques to become an engaging conversationalist. So when you meet someone new, you will be able to engage them in conversation. They will enjoy talking to you, and it'll make your follow-up easier because they will have enjoyed the time that they talked to you initially. So if you have not signed up for my blog updates as of yet, go to sievercrop.com and you can sign up for it there. Or if you're looking at this post, go ahead and look on the right hand side and you will find a sign up column there. If you're already signed up for my newsletter, you will get this when it's available in a few weeks. Okay, so 4 questions that I am dying to know your answers to, and I'm going to get to them in a second, but first, I'm a connector. I'm a networker. I love meeting people. I love getting to know people, and I love adding value to people's lives. As a matter of fact, that's why I write my blog. That's why I record this audio and why I spend all this time focused on my online businesses and building my personal network. I am passionate about adding value to your life. Yes, you who are listening to this at this time. But in order to add value to someone's life, you need to know a few things. And that's where these 4 questions that I am dying to hear your answers to come in. So here's the first thing. The first thing you need to know to add value to somebody's life: what do they value? You know, this sounds a little bit funny, but it's very difficult to add value to someone's life if you don't know what they actually value. I've failed at this one more times than I care to tell, and my wife can tell you this more than anyone else. I remember one time, and it's sadly similar to many other times, I decided I was going to get my wife something nice because I love her and because she's awesome. So I decided to purchase a DVD that she had mentioned that she would like to see. I bought the DVD, I took it home, I handed it to her with all of the excitement that my 5-year-old daughter displays when she brings a gift home for her mom from school. When she looked at it, she was visibly underwhelmed. "Gee, thanks," she said. Now, I'm not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed, but I can usually tell when she's not happy. So I asked, "What? Don't you like it? You said you wanted to watch this movie." Her response was very telling. "No, you said that you wanted to watch the movie, and I said okay." I had done a terrible job at learning what my wife valued. When you want to add value to someone around you, anyone around you, whether it's your spouse or your kids or a coworker or a boss or a networking contact, you have to learn what they value. The second question: what gets you out of the bed in the morning? This is a very telling question. And no, I'm not, or the alarm clock or kids who don't understand the joys of sleeping in are not correct answer. What I'm asking here is, what are you passionate about? Why do you do what you do? What makes you tick? This is probably sometimes going to get similar responses to the first question, but it will elicit some different answers. The third question that I want to know your answer to: what are you working on right now? Now, this gives you further insight to what your connections value and what gets them out of the bed in the morning, but it will also give you some very good information about exactly how you might be able to add value to their life. Say, for instance, they tell you they're working on trying to land a local company as a client, and you happen to know the vice president of that company. You may be able to give an introduction or put in a good word. A great example of this happened recently when I was talking to a friend. I asked him what he was working on, and he told me that he was working on finishing up writing his book. So during the conversation, I was able to offer to introduce him to Lily Kreitinger, the book designing master that made my book look so great. These are just a couple examples of how asking what someone is working on can help you know how to help them and how to add value to their life. And the fourth question. This is the culminating question. And if you have ever got an email from me, you know, and you have seen me ask this question. I always, always ask this question: how can I help you? And here's the clincher. I mean it. I really do. I really want to know how I can help you. This is the most direct way to find ways to help and add value to someone in your network because, well, you ask them how you can help them. But be warned, when you first meet someone, more times than not, they will tell you that there's really nothing that they need help with. But as you continue to ask, as you continue to add value, and you continue to build a relationship, they will come to trust that you mean what you say when you ask how you can help them. And they will grow to know where your strengths lie. When that happens, there will be times that they will take you up on your offer to help. And when they do, you will be able to add huge amounts of value to them. And that, I gotta tell you, is a lot of fun. So ask these four questions of your network. Ask them early and ask them often. Ask them at the end of your blog post. Ask them on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Ask them in the emails you send them. And then take note of the answers. They will give you a window into the soul of your contacts and a map to the best ways to add value to their lives. And as I often say, adding value to someone's life is the absolute fastest and best way to build a deep, lasting relationship with anyone. So, I'm going to ask you, what do you value most? And what gets you out of bed in the morning? What are you working on right now? And how can I help you? Head on over to sievercrop.com/4-questions. That's the number 4-questions. And answer those questions. And then I want you to do one thing for me. Share this post and ask your friends to answer them in the comments as well. And we'll be able to learn more about each other. And we'll be able to find ways to add value to each other and help each other in our lives. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you on the next episode of Real World Networking.